Road Church. Since kindergarten, I've spent my Sundays in Sunday school, then here in Big Kid Church and student leadership, and my Wednesday nights I've spent at youth group. Timberwood has always been a constant in my life. Along with church, faith was and is a constant. As a young kid, I never really thought about the Bible stories I've been taught. Jonah was swallowed by a fish. Big deal. These things happen. I never really stopped to let what I'd learned in Sunday school actually sink in or stop to ask for a further explanation. I just let the Bible wash over me like only a six-year-old with a stomach full of goldfish and a childlike faith can do. And while I'm grateful for the ability to make decisions as an almost adult, I do have to say sometimes I miss that uncomplicated childlike faith. But then came middle school and high school when I developed a constant urge to wonder about a never-ending stream of questions. While this applied to many things, such as the plots of movies, why the sky was blue, or, of course, why do I have to learn algebra? It most certainly happened in my faith. Every Wednesday and Sunday would set a whole new cluster of questions swirling around my head. To be clear, I never questioned God. I questioned how God and why God. I needed to understand the logistics of how anything and everything happened. So to set the scene, the amount of inquiries I had were starting to pile up, and I was getting sick of them bouncing around up there. I needed to find answers, but I was going to find them on my own because I'm independent. I would figure them out myself, so I didn't ask anyone for help, including God, because like I said, I got this on my own. Spoiler alert, I didn't got it on my own. Eventually, my brain was too full, and I got too tired, so I reached out for help. My mom. My thought was, well, she's a loving Christian adult, so she can answer all of my questions. And she helped, for sure. She did and still does her best, but she informed me that, believe it or not, there is someone more qualified than her. Have you asked God about it? Is the question my mom asked me. The truth is, I hadn't yet. I've heard all this discussion about prayers to God not being answered the easy way or the expected way. I didn't want any of that. I wanted to wake up the next day and just know. However, I also knew that I'd been trying to find answers on my own for a while now, and nothing was working. So I was getting nowhere. So maybe for the first time in my teenage life, I swallowed my pride and I asked Jesus for help. I'd like to tell you that I got those results immediately, but I think God was teaching me a lesson about patience, so I waited for a long while, but this time I waited with patience and certainty that he knew what he was doing. One Sunday, I cracked open the Bible, read the passage with the pastor, and started listening to the sermon. I'm pretty sure the Holy Spirit got impatient and clicked on my light bulb for me, because I got this like illuminating click moment, a moment of pure clarity. One of my longest held questions was answered. It wasn't a big question. It was simple and small and honestly childish, but it was one that I'd had since Sunday school. God made it clear by answering this specific question that he would be the only way to receive clarity, not by my own methods. So I had that question answered for me, but of course, I have 1,000 more to replace it. So I continue to ask God for assistance, as well as my family, and whenever I get stuck, my mom is there to ask the question, but did you pray about it? While I still have the urge to shut down and figure it out myself, I remember that he answers my prayers way better than I could ever answer my own prayers. So I have a ton to learn, a lot to remember, and 1,000,001 questions to pray about, but I'm taking it day by day and trusting he will provide guidance. All I have to do is ask and be willing to receive. Thank you.